TheDigitalLifestyle.com presents The Media Center Show, show 124, Thursday, 27th September, 2007. Center show, thetech.co.uk. I'm Ian Dixon, and welcome to the show to new sponsors, tech.co.uk. Tech.co.uk is a great source for tech-related news, blogs, gadget reviews. They're focusing on computing, home entertainment, and gadgets. So welcome them to the Media Center show, and thanks very much to them for sponsoring the show. It helps me keep the show going. And so if you could help the show out by having a look at tech.co.uk, and you'll find the links for that on the show notes. And we've got a great show this week, a quick change of plan actually. This week we've got Håkon Olsson, Senior Marketing Manager for Windows Media Center, and he's going to be joining me to talk about today's launch of the version 2 extenders. We're going to talk about what they are, who's making them, what can they do, what kind of connectors they've got, wireless, all the information of the version 2 extenders, which I know everybody's been waiting for. So it was great to get the interview just as all the information is fresh, so all the announcements are going out today on Thursday as the show goes out. And also we're going to be talking about the Internet TV feature, a new beta that's coming to Media Center for US listeners, that's being announced today as well. So all this information is pretty hot off the press and being announced today, so I'm looking forward to talking about that. I've also got email, news items, and still you've got a chance to win a copy of One Voice's Media Center Communicator with the Qbeam wireless microphone. First I'm going to go to an email, and this is from Richard Speed. It says, "Hi Ian, I've been following the show ever since my company put me out in India for 3 month placement, and after catching up on every single episode, or at least everyone in the iTunes podcast list, I decided to take the plunge and upgrade to Vista. My current Media Center system is a 2005 one running an old desktop machine with two tuners, and it works okay. Since I moved house, I decided to build a new Vista system with a view through between the heart of the media network in the house, using extenders around the house to stream content and home server as bulk data storage. I stumbled at the first hurdle though. Having got myself a Shuttle XPC case, 4GB RAM, Nova T500 card, Intel 2.4GHz 6600 quad-core CPU and Samsung 500GB SATA drive, I figured I'd be in good shape to handle whatever Vista threw at me. However, my television is appalling. Unlike my old Media Center, it stutters so badly that it's unwatchable and has deteriorated in the 4 or 5 days since I built the system. The signal through the old Media Center and a couple of Freeview boxes is perfect, so it looks to me like it's an issue with Vista Media Center. The installation is completely vanilla. The only software installed that didn't come out of the Vista box was the Nova T500 drivers, version 4, dated 30 September 2007. Do you have any thoughts on what could be causing the stuttering TV? Checking the internet, the usual case seems to be MPEG encoding and decoding, but I don't think this applies since my video stuff is standard out of the box. Vista measures CPU and memory at 5.9, hard disk at 5.6, and video at 3.5. Have you any ideas? Thanks, Richard Speed." Thanks for the email, Richard. Glad you're enjoying the show. I'm not sure about this, but something in the back of my mind rings a bell about stuttering problems with Vista. So I'll be interested to hear what other listeners can come up with that one, because I'm sure there is an issue, and it's around drivers. So hopefully listeners will have an idea on that. The email address is ian@thedigitallifestyle.com. Please let us know if you can help Richard out, because Vista Media Centers, we're talking about extenders today. It's a great solution, and obviously you want to upgrade to Vista. Last Thursday, I attended Microsoft's Vista After Hours event. I was really pleased to see how many people were blown away with Media Center. I was also saddened by the fact that most people hadn't heard of Media Center and were amazed by what it could do. So it was a great event presented by James Senior and Matt McSpirit. It was very much sort of an entertaining double act done in an informal manner. Beers given away, help that. And shown at the event was Windows Live Photo Gallery, Windows Virtual Earth, and those kind of things. They did show off some Sideshow remotes, and of course they showed off Media Center and Windows Home Server. There's a lot of interest generated by the Home Server demo. I think the IT pros were at the meeting because it kind of piggybacked onto a TechNet event. We're impressed with the backup features. But a lot of questions came up over Media Center and integration with Windows Home Server. A lot of people wanted to record directly to Windows Home Server and share out the content that way. So if you're interested in doing that, don't forget there is a guide on doing that on the forums, and or listen to the show with Richard Miller about how to integrate the two products together. It was a great event, though. They were showing off things like TV Toolbox, which I believe there's a new feature out for that one. I'll link for that in the show notes. They showed off Big Screen Headlines, the RSS reader, which I should be doing a video soon. And I think people were amazed by the fact that there's this hidden feature of Media Center. So look out for an interview with James Senior next week on the show. I caught up with him just before the presentation. Now to some other items around the web. Engadget has details of LifeWire's quad-core cable card media servers, which are Intel Core 2 Extreme processors, 4GB of RAM, plenty of high specs, ranging from $3,500 to $1,500. LifeWire's equipment is very nice, premium equipment, and more details on that on Engadget if you're interested in purchasing one of those. Great podcast this week on Scott Hasselman's podcast with Charlie Owen. And Charlie talks about Media Center development, and I'd listened to the show. I think Scott seems really impressed with Media Center markup language, and was pretty inspired by about what you could potentially do with Media Center. And hopefully the podcast, which goes out to developers, is going to introduce some new developers to Media Center, and it's going to increase the community of developers. More details on that from the Media Center Sandbox blog. And I think it's great to hear Media Center development being pushed around the wider Media Center community. If you have cable card and Media Center, you may want to get hold of an update for the ATI digital cable tuners. According to Chris Lanier, version 1.16 firmware is out for your ATI cable card tuner, which is available from your OEM. And so if you're using one of those, you want to try and get all of that. And talking of updates, looking like there should be an update for Media Center to support the version 2 extenders, and I should have a link for that in the show notes. This is to update Media Center to accept the new extender, so I guess there's no great rush yet, but you'll need that if you're going for a version 2 extender. Also on updates, I've been playing with Vista Service Pack 1 on my test PC yesterday. It was about 600 meg download, and I had a bit of a worrying moment, a few moments while I was installing it. Basically, I kicked off the install, it took about 40 minutes, it rebooted, then came up saying processes in the update, it took about another 10 minutes, it shut down, rebooted, and when Vista came back up, it told me not to turn it off as it was installing the service pack, so I waited another 10 minutes, and it rebooted, then it came back up and it said Vista is installing the service pack, I thought, and it rebooted. And I waited again for 10 more minutes, and it rebooted. And then it came back up and said that the service pack is installing. I was beginning to get worried about this stage, and I was glad I only put it on my test machine and thought it was stuck in kind of weird loop. But I noticed that the screen resolution on this last time was the normal res that I run the PC in. So I thought I'd leave it, so I left it again, and it rebooted. It came up saying that it was installing the service pack, rebooted, and came on. So that's 6 reboots in total. But once I logged into it, everything looked fine. And of course, it's too early to say whether it's made any differences. I've only just really been playing around with it, but it was on my Dell desktop PC, so I don't really use it for sleep mode, and it doesn't really get the same use as my UMPCs do, and my laptop, but I can't put it on them just yet. It's a little bit early in the process for that. But it does seem a bit faster and a bit smoother, and hopefully I should be able to see some of the differences and see some improved stability. But it's quite a stable box, actually, surprising for the amount of stuff that I throw on it. So I'll give you more updates on that as I find out more information on it. But aside from the 6 reboots, it seemed pretty good. Finally, I wanted to mention that I record a lot of radio shows that are broadcast over the TV services like BBC Six Music. And Media Center, of course, converts them to the DVR MS files. And sometimes you want to listen to those on MP3 player. And Brian Frost has put a great... he's actually put two great guides together on how to do that. Complete with guidelines on tagging them and getting them into iTunes. So have a look at the link on the show notes if you're using this service, the digital radio service over the TV service. This is definitely something that you might want to do. Is get it into MP3. Not only does it make it smaller, but you can add it to your... You can get, if you get it tagged up, you can add it into iTunes and then get it across onto your iPod or your MP3 player. So it's pretty useful, that. So great guide from Brian. And now it's competition time. Last week I kicked off a competition that I'm going to continue this week. Thanks to One Voice, I'm giving away a copy of Media Center Communicator and a LTB QB wireless microphone system. So this is where you can control your PC with your voice from around the home with a wireless microphone. So you can get to play music, TV, integrate to the home automation, everything else, all through a wireless microphone. And I had quite a few entries in, but we've still got time to win. So all you have to do to win this prize is head over to One Voice's site, and there's a link in the show notes, watch the video demo and tell me what the name of the slideshow being played is. Send your answer in to ian@thedigitallifestyle.com and let me know the town or city and country where you are. And a winner will be drawn at random in a couple of weeks. You can also get a free trial of Media Center Communicator and other free software from the download section on thedigitallifestyle.com. And before I go to the interview, I want to mention that the Digital Life event, the keynote, is being broadcast live on the internet and available on demand. And so I should have a link for that in the show notes. So if you want to find out more information about the version 2 extenders, depending on when you listen to this, you can either watch it live or on demand. Right, now a quick message from One Voice. I'll be back with Hakon Olsen.
Introducing Media Center Communicator, the perfect complement for Windows Media Center. Imagine walking into your home and simply speaking to play music, watch TV, read and send email, call to order pizza, and more. Now with Media Center Communicator, you have full control of your digital home using only your voice. And best of all, there is no voice training required. And built on One Voice's Media Center Communicator, MCEach Speech Tools is a powerful speech recognition toolkit allowing developers of Media Center compatible applications to easily incorporate speech recognition commands as features. One Voice offers licenses for MCE Speech Tools along with its Media Center Communicator to the rapidly growing community of Media Center developers. Just say it to play it. To learn more, go to www.onev.com.
Hakon Olsen, welcome to the Media Center Show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk to you today because we're going to be talking Media Center extenders and all the announcements going out today as the show goes out. And there's a huge amount of interest in that, and it's one of the most frequently asked questions is about what are Media Center extenders and when are they coming out. And the other thing, when some news started to come out a few weeks ago, I got more emails on that subject than anything else. So before we go into that, just give us a quick background on you, on who you are and what your role is at Microsoft.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. My name is Håkan Olsen. I work in the eHome division where Media Center comes from, and I head up a team that do the go-to-market and marketing plan for extenders and Media Center. So over the last couple of months, we've been working with our partners to come to the point where we are today, where we're excited to announce the new extenders for Media Center.
And like I said before, there's a massive amount of interest in the extenders and what extenders are and what they can do. But before we sort of go too much into that, for any listeners that aren't familiar with extenders, what is the concept of Media Center extender?
The concept is really to take the full Media Center experience with all your photos, music, live and recorded TV, as well as some really good online content, and take that to throughout your house to your flat screen TV or to your living room stereo and enjoy your media where you want to enjoy it. So basically taking the whole Media Center experience with its ease and use and compelling user interface to a TV set and being able to interact from the TV set with your Media Center PC.
So it's sort of pushing the PC back to be more of the server role, and then the Media Extenders, Media Center Extenders, are actually the client that you connect up to your TV and your various TVs around the home.
Yeah, you can view it that way, and the new extenders are just very small, quiet, cool devices that are very unobtrusive, that fits into the living room environment, that you just hook up to the TV. Yeah, we'll come into the product details, but what we're really excited about here is that they do support full HD, both wired and wirelessly. So it's going to be very easy for users to connect to the Windows Vista Media Center PC.
So if you have a Media Center PC, a Vista Media Center PC, and you've got a HD flat screen TV, where you couldn't necessarily put the PC, the best way then is to get one of these extended devices, connect that up, and have the extender talk to your Media Center PC.
Yeah, what we've heard from our consumers and enthusiasts like yourself over the last couple of years is that what you really want is a completely silent, small, sleek-looking, cool device that you can put next to your flat-screen TV, and that's what we're introducing now this fall. So both D-Link and Linksys will have very small, compelling extender devices that you just hook up to your TV, and they will come with their own remote, so you can interact with your Media Center PC remotely.
So you talk about the form factor there. So these devices are getting away from having sort of a noisy PC in the living room. So what are the various form factors you can get extenders in?
You can get all kinds of form factors. Actually, the extender technology is built such that you the hardware partners can build all kinds of devices, everything from just the regular digital media adapter, DMA, to also be DVD players with built-in extender functionality. And we're also working with TV manufacturers to have it built into the TV sets. Now, what we have announced now is D-Link and Linksys, and they will both come out with a sleek-looking digital media adapter that is an extender. And Linksys will actually also be introducing this fall a DVD player with built-in functionality. And the Linksys DVD player also comes with a programmable remote, so that you can program that remote to control not only the DVD player and extender, but also the power and volume for the TV set.
All right, so that's the ideal scenario then. So you've got one of these devices, it's your DVD player, it's your Media Center extender, and the remote control does everything. So you've got one device connected to your TV, and that's it.
That's right. And you know what's really exciting now with the new extenders is that they support full HD. And as you probably know already, Windows Vista also supports not only over-the-air live TV, but with Windows Vista, we also introduced support for cable. So here in US, we have you can buy a Media Center PC with cable tuner cards, and from there you can access all the channels, including the premium channels like HBO and Starz. On the Media Center PC, and you can also access that same live and recorded content from the extenders. Mm. And the fact that you can access the premium cable channels from an extender is actually, from what I know, unique in the industry, and that's something that we're really excited about.
Yeah, because I guess you don't need the clutter of all the cable boxes and set-top boxes and everything else. That's all taken care of by the Media Center PC, and you've got the small form factor unit where everything is on view near the TV.
Exactly, and not only that, because you record in one place and you can access it from everywhere. I mean, if it's like in my house before, I had four DVRs, and if I recorded in the living room, I had to watch it in the living room. It's kind of limiting. With the Media Center and extenders, you record on the Media Center PC, and then you can access it from everywhere. And you can even start to watch the recorded TV in one room, and then pause it, and then go over to the bedroom or wherever you want to go, and then resume from there. It's all very intuitively through the Media Center and extender user interface.
So I guess then this is a good solution for sort of people like me where if I try and get a TV signal in my bedroom, it's pretty poor and it's sort of fuzzy and grainy. And then so what I could do, I have an extender up there and just get the live TV from the media center box, which has got a good signal, and that enables me to have a sort of one less cable to worry about, and I just need a network point or wireless network rather than worrying about aerial leads and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but you also, like as an example, the Linksys DMA box is small enough so you can put it next to your flat screen TV, and you can have a wireless connection from your media center PC to the Linksys box, which means that you don't have to run wires more than between the Linksys box and the TV.
And that was going to be my next question, actually. It was about connectivity. So you've got these boxes. How do you then connect back to the media center PC?
Yeah, so you have two options to connect an extender to a media center PC. You can either go wired or wireless. And what's with wired is just standard Ethernet connection through your network hub. But what's new with the new extenders is that they also support dual band wireless N, which is great if you want to be able to stream multiple streams of HD content from one media center PC to multiple rooms. And several networking companies will introduce dual band N routers this fall that's going to be working real well with these extenders as well.
So dual band wireless N, does that mean that, so you're saying you can get the sort of HD cable car signal going over wireless, you don't need a wired network to be able to do that?
That's correct. And you can get up to five concurrent streams of HD signals from a media center PC to extenders. So, and just to be clear, you can connect as many extenders you want to a media center PC, and use their support for five streams in parallel from the media center PC to the extenders. So in one room you can watch live HD TV, and in the second room you can watch recorded TV in HD, and in the third room you can watch your home HD movies, and the fourth room you can enjoy a picture and your pictures and a music show.
Right. So on the number of devices then, so am I right thinking you can have any number of devices connected and sort of paired up with Media Center, but you can have five concurrent video streams going at the same time?
That's right.
So you could just sort of put them in the rooms wherever you particularly need them, and as long as you don't have more than five simultaneous watch of the signals, then of the five simultaneous channels going, you can pick and choose where you want to be and what you want to watch.
That's right. And again, you can do this even wirelessly now with the new extenders. Mm. Since they have support for the dual band N.
And is the wireless specification, the dual band, common to all extenders, or is this specific to the D-Link and the Linksys ones that have been announced?
It is up to the hardware manufacturer to do the hardware specifications. D-Link and Linksys will have dual band N built into the devices. Mm-hmm. And as you may have seen, we have also announced that Nevius Media, which is a high-end media center PC manufacturer here in the U.S., they have announced that they are coming out with an extender as well. The difference between the Linksys and D-Link and the Nevius is that the Nevius is a high-end extender that have better graphics when it comes to the menu systems. And since it is a more powerful graphics-capable device, it also needs more cooling, and that's where Nevius has built their proprietary cooling systems around it. So it's a really neat box aimed for the custom install channel.
Mm. I mean, having seen the Nevius boxes, I know what you mean, because they are very nice devices, and they are targeted at the custom install channels. They're certainly not a sort of a low-cost enthusiast box.
Yeah. And actually, you can go to windowsvista.com/extender, and on there you will be able to see images on the different devices and read more about each of the devices as well.
So, in use, when you get an extender and you power it up and it talks to the media center PC. Do you see sort of a custom menu made by the manufacturer, or do you get to see just the regular Windows Media Center interface?
A lot of the PC manufacturers put some additional menu items in Windows Media Center. So you typically get some great additions to the Media Center menus, like Nebius, as an example, have a weather application built in. Now, you can choose to disable any of those optional menu items on your PC. And whatever is showing on the PC will also show on the extender.
Right. So you. But what I'm trying to get at really is that you don't see a different style of interface. So we're not talking a different look and feel to an extender device than you do to if you had a Media Center PC connected up to your TV and you had your Media Center mode. What you're getting is a replication of that interface on the extender.
Absolutely. And that's what's really neat about the extender experience. It's the pure Media Center interface on the extender devices. So you interact with an extender just like you would do with a Media Center PC. And when I installed it in my house, I put the remote to the extender in my wife's hand, and she was up and running within a few minutes without any instructions. And it's, I would say, one of the key things around the extender and Media Center platform in that the UI has been developed over years and years, where we have improved to come to a point where it's really intuitive and easy to use, and you get the same experience on an extender as you would on a Media Center PC.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the key thing about the whole extender system is that it is a dedicated box to get dedicated to providing the service to the TV and to your audio and everything. So you switch the box on, it goes into extender mode, and that's it. So like you said, you could give the remote control to your wife, to your kids, they can operate it and they don't have to go through booting up PCs and everything else. That's a kind of more of a server role that you know, as an enthusiast, that I would do, and the rest of the family just switch the box on and away they go.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so intuitive to use, and the fact that you can set it up now with the new boxes wirelessly, we think that's going to be very appealing for a lot of customers that may not have a network in their home already.
Absolutely. So, okay. I guess you connect the best way then is to connect your Media Center PC up to your wireless router via a cable, and then all the extenders can connect via the wireless.
Exactly. And as I mentioned earlier, it's what we've heard from a lot of our enthusiasts in the past is that they've been looking forward to get a sleek looking and cool device. And again, I encourage you to go to windowsvista.com/extender and take a look at the devices that are coming out.
I think these are going to appeal to a lot of people who have had trouble convincing family members and wives that that don't want a PC underneath the TV and perhaps don't want an Xbox 360, and these are probably the devices that will be easier to get approved for and get installed in your home network.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the device that's going to marry us geeks with the rest of the world.
I mean, I've been using the Xbox 360 extender for quite a while now, since I first got the 360 when it came out. So what's the difference between an Xbox 360 as an extender and one of these hardware devices?
Well, the first difference is that the new the Xbox is a great extender. It creates a fantastic experience, especially if you're a gamer. The fact that you can use the Xbox as both a gaming device and an extender is really appealing for a lot of consumers. What we've heard, though, is what you referred to earlier, that wives and other family members may not want a PC or an Xbox sitting in the living room next to the stylish TV, and that's where the extenders come in, because they are designed to be in the living room as a sleek-looking device. So they are small, they're quiet, and they are cool running. So you can actually leave it on 24/7 if you want. They just won't run hot.
Mm. And I think so that's one of the things, isn't it? The silence that the Xbox, it works for me, but I know it is. Some people find it too noisy, and these new generation extenders are going to be quieter.
Yeah, absolutely, completely quiet. And the other thing is that the new extenders also support dual band wireless N, which the Xbox currently does not do. You can connect a media bridge to an Xbox to be able to connect to an network, but the extenders actually have native support for the dual band N.
So again, it's more out of the box. You know, this just works out of the box if you've got that right.
Yeah.
Wireless network, you can just put them in and connect them up.
Exactly. And then third and lastly, the other big news with the new extenders is that they support DivX and Xvid format. It's actually something that we Microsoft has enabled our partners to do. So our hardware partners decide which codecs to put in into the extenders, and both Linksys and D-Link did decide to put the DivX Xvid codec in there. So what that means is that if you have movies in that format on your Media Center PC, you can access those just like any other video that you have on your PC. It shows up just like a Windows Media file in the videos folder, and you just click and start to watching it and pausing it just like any other video file you have. It's really appealing.
Yeah, definitely, because I think that's another area that enthusiasts have been upset with about the 360s, that you can't just play the DivX files on the 360 extender. So these devices can do that.
That's right, they can. And again, they show up just like any other video file on the PC, and you can play that from your Media Center PC either through a wired or a wireless connection.
And that really does open up a lot of opportunities, because a lot of people have got films encoded in DivX, and having the extender being able to do that is a great idea.
The fact that you can do all this in full HD, whether it's live or recorded TV or your home movies in HD, or even if you have DivX or Windows Media files in HD, you can take that to any room throughout your house, and you can control it independently in up to 5 sessions in parallel. It's pretty powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess then you're going to be able to get the third-party applications that support the extenders, that supported the Xbox 360 extenders, working on these new generation of extenders as well.
Yeah, which third-party applications did you have in mind?
Well, I mean, there's quite a few. I'm just trying to, you know, things like the RSS readers, like Big Screen Headlines and My Movies, and there's a few others that, you know, that people have written that have worked on the Xbox 360. So I'm guessing that they should work on the new generation of extenders.
Yeah, so we have a kit for developers to use to develop applications, and a developer of an application can develop it so that it's accessible from an extender, just like you would interact with Media Center itself. And actually, Media Center comes with on a worldwide basis, we have relationships with over 250 online partners that have developed applications where you can access online content. And in US, we have over, I believe the number now is 21 online partners that you can access. And you can access those from an extender just like you would do from a Media Center. It's completely transparent for you to use.
I mean, it's a good way of getting internet content onto your TV is to use an extender, and it's something I'd like to see more of, really, that Media Center's got the support for the online content that you can then view through these extenders.
Yeah, and what we also are announcing this week is Internet TV, which is a service that we're launching here in US at first, and we're calling it a beta. And the reason we're calling it a beta is that it's US only for now. And what it is a way to access video content online. And it's everything from news to TV shows to full-featured TV series, as well as full-length musical concerts. And this is something that goes live on September 27th. So all users of Media Center in Windows Vista Premium and Windows Vista Ultimate will get this additional tile in the Media Center interface under the TV section. And it's going to be called Internet TV. Mm. So right there, you just click on that tile, and then you get access to all this content. It's going to be over 100 of hours of content when this goes live, And what's really neat with this is that it's free. It's free for you to watch this. So it's an advertising-sponsored service. So when you, let's say you go in and you launch Internet TV and then you want to watch a concert, what you do is that you watch a 15-second advertisement in the beginning, and then you can watch the concert that may be up to 1.5 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And all this content has been reformatted so that it looks really good on a big screen TV, as opposed to a computer. So it's not full HD, but it definitely looks very good on a full screen TV.
And that's one of the advantages that Media Center's got, that it over sort of DVR products, is you've got this internet connectivity. So I think this is a great direction for Media Center to be able to consume these internet content and then display that on the TV through your extender or your PC or your Xbox 360.
Yeah, I fully agree. And what I really enjoy with the Media Center and extenders is that it combines the information from your cable provider to information over internet. And here's an example. If you're in the if you're watching live TV, you can. If you have a cable box, you can go into a program guide, and if you have a Media Center, you can also go into a guide to see what's coming up. But there's also a movies guide, and if you go into the movies guide, it actually shows what shows are on cable right now. But it also downloads a movie jacket and the metadata around the movie to show next to the information on the movies. This is really compelling way to get the information presented to you, taking full advantage of the richness of the Windows Vista Media Center user interface.
Mm. I think the whole thing with Media Center, the power of combining the power of a PC with the simplicity of the Media Center user interface is what makes it so compelling.
Yeah, I fully agree.
I mean, one of the things that mentioned about applications, you know, things like home automation applications, if you could then run those on your extender, you can control your home through programs like M-Control from your TV without having to have the PC sort of in sight. You can have that tucked out of the way.
Exactly, and there are a number of companies that develop home automation software that plugs straight into Media Center, and when they do so, they're also accessible from the extenders.
Mm. I think it's a great way of utilising the PC without actually having to have your PC connected up directly to your TV. I mean, some people prefer it with the TV, and it does have its advantages, but I quite like the simplicity of the extender from the family member's point of view.
Yeah, and it's a way to bring down the barrier between the PC and the living room, and we view the extenders to really enhance the experience that consumers are going to get throughout their house, because they can access not only live and recorded TV that they may be doing today, but also all their own digital photos, music, and home videos, as well as online content like the Internet TV service that we're launching this week, as well as the great services from our partners like Vongo and Starz and Nickelodeon.
Mm. And the other question I wanted to ask about the extenders, and I guess this is device specific, but what kind of connection options do the devices have? You know, have we got HDMI and those kind of things?
Yeah, so that would be up to the hardware manufacturer to decide, but the launch partners, Linksys, D-Link, and Nevius, they have both HDMI as well as component video. Now, they also have composite video in case you have an older style TV. So that is just to provide the biggest range of flexibilities for the consumers that buy these devices. They also have an optical out for sound, since Media Center and extenders does support surround sound up to 5.1 surround.
Which I think is really definitely necessary, because there's so much content now coming in 5.1 that you really want that optical connection, and it just makes for a better way of connecting up your home audio.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
I mean, I'm hoping that we'll see these devices continue to evolve. So you talked about the one that's going to be a DVD player, but I think I'd love to see one that's a HD DVD player with the Media Center built into it, and I think that would make a really compelling extender, and would probably be, you know, one of those things that people would definitely look at upgrading to HD DVD if you get the extender functionality built
in.
Yeah,
no, I think that's a great point, and I think the Linksys device with a built-in DVD player is a really good device, simply because you cannot stream a DVD from a media center to an extender for DRM reasons. Now, the Nivis Media Extender actually supports to plug in HD DVD player through a USB port, and there would be additional details around that announced on Thursday, the 27th.
Oh, that sounds interesting. As I said, that is definitely... I keep looking at HD DVD, and I'm always kind of thinking about it, and I know I could get the drive for the Xbox 360, but I think as an upgrade, I can see a nice slim HD DVD player with Media Center Extender functionality built in would be something that I would definitely think about upgrading
to.
Yeah,
no, I agree, and we might be having those discussions with some companies already.
Yeah, I guess so, and I guess it's the way that Microsoft have configured the way that the extender technology works. You know, if someone wanted to bring to market a Blu-ray extender, they could do that themselves if they follow the path and get the right chipsets and everything else.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, both HD DVD players and Blu-ray players have networking functionality already, so for them it's a lower barrier for them to actually add the extender functionality. So that's something that we're definitely looking into and thinking about for future releases.
And what's the time frame and availability for the extenders?
The new extenders from Linksys and D-Link, they're targeting to have those available by this holiday. Mm-hmm. And Nivis Media will be available by holiday as well.
And is that a US-only time frame at the moment?
Yeah, we're launching this in US, and we don't have any announcements for the rest of the world, but we're looking into it's of course natural to expand this to other parts of the world as well, so that's definitely something we're looking into.
Yeah, because definitely I know that you know, the listeners that have emailed into the show about extenders have come from all around the world, so there's definitely a huge amount of interest on them from Europe and from Australia and from the UK, so yeah, we want to get them over here too.
Yeah, and UK is definitely one of the interesting areas to go into. So the question is to you, how many are you going to buy?
Well, as soon as they're available in the UK, I'll put my order in. Or maybe if I get over to CES, I might have to see about having a look at them and then shipping a few over. It's great to finally get the details of the extenders that are coming out. There's been, you know, everybody's waiting for the information on this. And like I said, it was probably the thing when the first announcements came out last month or early in the month. There was more emails on that subject than anything else I've had. So there's a definite demand for them, and I think people have been holding back, waiting to install Media Center. I think this is one of the key things that's going to push it further.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I've been fortunate enough to be on the beta testing of these devices, and I'm really excited myself because I'm, as I hope you hear, I'm an enthusiast just like yourself. And the fact that you can use these in multiple rooms and have, now with Windows Vista Media Center, that you have support for full HD in five individual streams from one Media Center PC, it's pretty powerful. And the fact that you can access not only regular content but also the premium content from cable providers and such, it's a very powerful proposition.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's just going to be another reason to go Media Center, the excuse not to use Media Center was always, you know, the PCs are too noisy, or you know, the Xbox 360 is, you know, too noisy. But this is definitely solution for that.
And again, it's what we're excited is to have our great launch partners that put together devices that range from just very small, low cost to the more higher end custom install devices from Nivis Media. And then longer term, we're also working with TV manufacturers to have it built in into TV sets. So it's going to provide a lot of alternatives and flexibility for customers to choose the device that they want.
Yeah, that'd be great to see that built into TVs, that, you know, that it just works, you know, built into your TV, it's built into Windows Vista, Home Premium and Ultimate, so, you know, this just works.
Yeah.
Okay, so where should listeners go to if they want to get more information on the announcements?
You go to windowsvista.com/extender. That's where that's the website that goes live on September 27th, and which will have information about what you can do with an extender, as well as the listing of our launch partners' devices. So it's a great site to learn more and experience what you can do.
Well, I'll include a link to that in the show notes, and so listeners can have a look. And many thanks for your time today. I do appreciate you taking the time out of a busy schedule to come on talk to us on the show. I'm sure there's a lot of people wanting to know more about the extenders, and I think it's a great product, and I think it's a great direction for Media Center. So thanks very much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Ian, and thanks for the opportunity to talk to you.
Okay, that's it for this week's show. I can't wait to get hold of the extenders. I really do hope they come available outside the US and for the UK pretty soon. Don't forget to check out the videos and the forums and the competition. And the email address for the show is ian@thedigitallifestyle.com. Please keep your emails coming in, and I really do like getting them. And I'll see you around for next week's show. Bye.